The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and Happy New Year to you. This is our first show in the new year, 2021. And we're going to talk about law of attraction and manifesting because we have opportunities coming up. With everything you see going on out there, there's a way to work through the chaos and the things that are happening out in the world to find a better way, to improve, to grow on a soul level. That's what we're going to focus on with this show. Law of attraction is a fascinating topic for a lot of people. Sometimes people are frustrated. They're trying to understand it. But we have opportunities to truly work with that ability more and to level it up, our capabilities, our skills, truly developing a new world that we want to live in, a new reality. That's what we want to talk about today. We're also going to ask the angels for a few insights on this. And we're working with, in particular, the energies rolling in for January. I gave you an overview a couple of weeks ago before holidays on what to expect with 2021. And this year will be much lighter than last year. However, we do have a little bit of overflow we're going to feel. It's still processing out. But we also have opportunities in that because we did a whole year last year of learning how to adjust quickly, how to adapt, how to be flexible, how to find new ways to do a lot of things. This year is more about really implementing that and not being afraid to really expand our horizons and find new ways to do just about everything we do in life. I'm doing that too with a lot of things. So adjusting and, you know, finding new ways to do everything. But I feel a very passionate calling to help you in the skills for manifesting in law of attraction. This is a metaphysical topic that I think is important as we roll into 2021. And it's really going to challenge you at times. Do you believe in what you're focusing on? I want to ask you that question right off. Do you believe in what you're focusing on? Because with law of attraction, it's worded different ways. You're asking, then you believe what you're asking about, that it's already been done, and then you receive. And if we're used to, we believe we won't ever get what we really want, then that's the energy going out. So that's kind of how that works. So how do we shift that? It's intention. Intention to truly change is going to be a big part of it. And also giving yourself something to work with tools. Yesterday, I worked quite a bit yesterday to put out a calendar for you. It was a lot of updates and things I had to do to the website for that, but I put a calendar out there for everybody. It's a free calendar. Doesn't cost anything. It's a PDF, and you can go over to the website to the Learning Center and you can get it. But it's a year of abundance calendar for 2021. Now, well, a lot of us use our phones and we use those calendars. Well, you can implement and work with it through that if you want. But this is more where you could print it out and have something physical and tangible in your life. Has an area for notes, but why I wanted to put this out, and I really pushed hard to get it out yesterday for you, was because as we're going through this year, you can jot down notes month to month. It has positive insights to it. We're going to be developing and doing a lot more with Law of Attraction and manifesting at my website. So that's coming. But what I wanted you to have something, because say for this month, if you were to jot down some of your successes, we're really good at jotting down and journaling everything that's wrong. But with Law of Attraction, we want to work on what's going well. What do we have gratitude for? What can we appreciate even in the midst of everything that's happening? What can we do to focus on the positives in life? And it's not going to be perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about giving you something to have intention with and to help you be organized with it, really. It's kind of like an organizing thing. So you're going to be journaling a little bit and jotting this down month to month. So it's out there for whoever wants it. I mean, you can transpose it and use it as a guide. You can hang it up or you can, you know, do it any way you want. I just wanted to give you something to where you feel like, okay, let's start working on this. Because a lot of times I'll ask you a question in the show. Remember 6 months ago, the energies that you might have felt. And do you remember them? Like when we're working with the energies coming in with astrology, which we do a lot in the show. And then I'll say, remember what was going on 6 months ago? And those that listen every week, you know what I'm talking about. And do you remember it? Well, if you were using this calendar, you could go back and go, what was going on 10 months ago? See, this will help you because then other things pop up, especially with eclipses, because that energy can go 6 months and things can revert back and kind of have an association to that. So this is all just to help you and encourage you just a little bit more. So with this, I'm going to work through the January energies, a few of the highlight points, and in particular, Archangel Gabriel is the one that has really come through, especially yesterday for this one. And why is that? Because this is a year of creating everything new. Gabriel is a wonderful angel to work with creative energies and communicating, listening to those intuitive hits that you might receive from within, to hear them and to communicate clearly with your own self, really. And to also tap in and trust with the Jupiter expansion, not being afraid to go for it. So we have a few things that are lining up, even though there'll be a couple of moments that might feel a little challenging. There's a lot that we can do with this energy to have intention with our Law of Attraction to move it in a different direction, to find a better way. So that's the topic today. Now, and I say this because I really feel that Law of Attraction is taking center stage here. It's important. We've been talking about this for a few years about how it's starting to manifest quicker, you know, and then whatever we're focusing on, oh gosh, there it is again. Well, if it's not what you want, how do we shift that? And it's really going to fuel us with ambition this month when this comes in. And this is coming in with the new moon. That'll be on January 13th, I believe. I'm going to go over that. So let's talk about some of this because it's a little bit different. And it's a new year because we're overlapped a little bit. So some of it will feel familiar for this first couple of weeks of what we were feeling at the last of last year, but it's then fading out when the new moon rolls in. It's bringing you the ambition to think out of that box, to go for it, to try to find ways to get those projects off the ground, to really implement some things you've learned over the last, I would say maybe 12 months to 15 months is more, I feel, what's been going on here. So we had so many alignments last year. We had so much going on. But like I said, 2021 is much quieter, but we still have a little bit of that energy you might feel. So from mid-January on is when it starts to get more active with something new, and that's the new moon. So if you think about it, I said this in the last show, 2021 is a number 5 year in numerology, and that indicates creativity. That indicates freedom, adventure. The five elements, earth, air, fire, wind, water, spirit. It's the five. Five is change in numerology. It's time for us to make things change. So if it's time for us to create all this, then wouldn't you want to create the best you can? And wouldn't you want to shift that into something better? So that's the things that we want to think about. On January 6th, let's talk about January 6th. January 6th, Mars, that Mars is an interesting one, you know, and we were dealing with the intensity of that, but it enters into Taurus. And it had been in Aries for a bit, which is a very proactive, at times can be aggressive with the energy. But while it goes into Taurus, now it likes to slow down. Taurus doesn't like to go fast. Taurus likes to think about it. Taurus likes to be sure. So all of that push fast, you might feel, wait a minute, why did it slow down? It's so you have time to, you know, maybe check things out, make sure it is what you want to do. It's not a negative at all. It's just balancing that quick-paced energy that was moving forward. And then that Capricorn new moon, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit. So that's going to be the 12th, 13th, depending on where you are in the world. So check your geographic location for that. But it's an interesting new moon. It's going to be in Capricorn. And a little bit of the Saturn-Pluto from back in January of 2020, I know. It's going to, you know, have a little bit of that. So some of that old stuff might trigger some of the irritations, some of the aggression you might feel or see out there. Remember, you'll feel it, but it's coming up to be healed. And I really want everybody to hear that. That's not a negative though. It can feel challenging if you just go right into that, oh, everything is wrong, everything is wrong. When the challenging things come up, I want you to think about, okay, well, how can I look at this a different way? Because that's what this energy will bring us. This energy fuels ambition to change it, to make it better. This energy rolling in with this moon is about the rebirth with all those combinations that we're seeing. And it's the first one of the year. So we want to make it a good one to get our goals in place of what we want to do this year. This one is like that. It's got ambition that wants to get the hard stuff, the challenging tasks, just, you know, get in there and get it done. It can feel serious. And what you want to watch with that is when you feel all that ambition and then you feel a roadblock or an obstacle, and I've had a few too, what can you do differently? It's like, well, okay, that's an obstacle. Obviously, I can't go that direction anymore. Obviously, I need to change something. What would you do with that? How would you shift that? And you're looking at all the different things that you have going on, because it will bring up some things that won't be pleasant, which has been like that since December. I know. But, you know, when you look at it and you go, you know, I need to look at this differently. If I keep getting upset about it because it's happening, I'm not doing anything to be a solution to this, to resolve it, to put an energy out there that can shift things differently. We're looking to open our mind, expand our minds, open them up to seeing things differently, different perspectives. That's where Archangel Gabriel is fantastic to work with in this energy. New perspectives give new meaning, new insights. You see things completely different. Ideas and creative solutions come up that you wouldn't have thought of before if you just kept trying to approach it the same way, the same way, the same way. that's a wonderful thing. And I want you to know this is possible with this energy. Very, very possible. Now, the final in a series of Mars square with Saturn is coming on January 13th as well. That could heighten some of the tension. But like I said, when this tension comes in, how can you look at it differently? How can you go, okay, in the midst of chaos, how can I create something better? I know you can. And that's where law of attraction is very powerful right now and can help you a lot. I'm going to go through a few more aspects of January. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to go say hello. I see everybody over in YouTube. Hello to everyone. Welcome. Good to see you. I want everyone to know that things are possible, but we have to believe they're possible. Do you believe they're possible? These are things you want to ask yourself, because if you don't believe in what you want, the universe isn't going to believe what you're asking for. And you're going, well, how do I change that? How am I going to change that? You start with intention to change it. So take a few minutes to think about those things you want to change and what you can apply differently. How can you respond versus react when the things are going to come up that you don't want to go there? Things like that. How can we do that differently? Because the same old just won't work anymore. That's what we're working with law of attraction. That's what we want to work with manifesting, because your thoughts, your beliefs are energy. And energy is very powerful. These are the things that help you shift your reality, create new pathways, bring things into fruition, you name it. So think about what you want to do. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep powering on. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm. Their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit crystalblueoracle.com.
And welcome back to the show. Okay, we're talking about law of attraction and manifesting in a new year, January. Here we are in January of 2021, but this will carry through. If we work on those skills now to improve them, really give them serious attention, like really apply working with these skills, you can shift your life quite a bit. I mean, it does do that. A lot of people go, how does that work? You know, but it is. It's about really what we're focusing on. If you think about it, a very good example is if you're focusing on everything that's going wrong, that's all you're going to see. When you're focusing on everything that's going right, what are you going to see? You're going to see more of that. So the goal is, as all those things that are challenging are coming up in life, if we were to work on, okay, well, what is going right? You know, I mean, sometimes we have to start simple if it's been a tough time for you. It could be that, okay, I didn't burn dinner. Or, you know, it could be, oh, okay, my plants are growing well. Those are wonderful things. We're putting energy into something to lift your frequencies. The more you do that, the more you will see more of that. And then eventually it's like, wow, you know, if you had self-doubts, you start to shift into, no, I don't need to doubt myself so much. I can do this. And it starts to lift and just keeps building and building. So sometimes we just start simple with that. I'm addressing the astrology alignments and energies flowing in as we're going through the show, because we do have some that could be challenging, but this is the opportune time to counter with something different. Because some of these will bring things up we're not comfortable with, but they're coming up for us to heal and say, okay, that just can't keep going like this. We have to do it differently. We have to find a new way. That's what's going on here in general, individually, as a collective, the whole thing. So we were talking about, before we went to break, that on January 13, we had the new moon coming in, and that new moon has that ambition to just get serious with it. So you want to take that with your law of attraction and use it. Also on January 13, Mars squared Saturn. And like I said, that was a final. That's the final one that has a bit of a heightened tension. I know you're going to go, how is this all positive? You keep talking about all this tension. Because we're going to work through the tension to bring in energy that will conquer. And you're going to be rising up through the ashes, so to speak. We find better ways sometimes through the chaos. This is why we want to use this. These are things we can do. It's not like we're hopeless. You're not hopeless. We have a lot of potential here. That's why I wanted to bring it up. So as we move on, we have January 14th. We have Uranus that goes direct, and that's been retrograde since August of 2020. So now that's turning direct, and now we have no major planets in retrograde, finally. I know. We haven't had that for a while. We had a lot of retrogrades going on there, which makes you just feel like you're stuck and it's pulling back and all that kind of stuff. So while this is great forward moving energy, we also have Mercury, you know, kind of bringing it in, because that one's going to do its own retrograde. That one does it often. But we have a little bit of a reprieve from all the retrogrades right now. And then things will start to slow down in a few weeks. Now, January 17, that is Jupiter square Uranus. Remember, Jupiter is the planet of expansion here. We want to utilize that energy with our law of attraction for manifesting what we do want. We want to work with, okay, we want that. We don't want to keep manifesting more of all the things we don't. And Uranus is the planet of change. So if you have expansion and you have change, time to create something better. So we use our law of attraction. We focus our intention. We ask, we believe, we receive. That's a three-step thing there. If you really had to bring it down into a nutshell, we have to believe what we want to bring into our life with the intention. Do you believe you can accomplish that? If there's a lot of self-doubt there, then you start to work with that. You start to go, right, you know what? And it's affirmations are great. That's why I put the calendar out, so you can work with, okay, this is the year of abundance. So let's work with this and help remind you. It brings new information and insights, Jupiter and Uranus together like that, that will require us to make a swift change. I mean, it's going to bring in the information. It's the planet of change. We're going to expand with Jupiter to find a new insight there. And working with Gabriel with all this creative new shifting energy is going to be very, very helpful. This is a very creative minded energy with this angel, communicating with yourself. That's the one that I strongly recommend. It kept coming in yesterday for me as well. I'm like, you know, that's the angel for this energy. On deeper levels, there'll be amazing spiritual awakenings with this kind of combination. This is January 17th we're talking about. Choosing to see things from a new viewpoint. Yes, absolutely. And if you feel like you're having trouble doing that, ask Archangel Gabriel to help you see different perspectives. Help me to see those other things, you know. What is a different insight that I could take from this? What's another perspective? And you might be surprised what will come through. Because this is where that saying goes, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Yes, it's as simple as there's this artist. This is a real traditional one when you're in art school or you're taking lessons or you're doing art. And they put the apple on the table and say, okay, draw it. And then you draw. And then what they do is they have everything go flipped upside down. And if it's a picture, you flip the picture of the apple upside down or whatever it is you're drawing, and you draw it upside down or backwards, different perspective. Believe it or not, you'll draw a better apple that way, because it takes away all the assumptions. The assumptions in our mind are all the patterns and programming that we're trying to shift with law of attraction. So that perspective of seeing things differently will change everything. And I'm giving you that analogy of that to flip it upside down. And then when you're drawing it or something like that, because believe it or not, people that think, oh, it's just a round apple. No, they actually draw better. They have a better perspective when they flip it upside down and look at it differently. That's what we're doing here energetically with law of attraction. That's what we want to try to do with this energy. That's where Gabriel's fantastic, because the perspectives will be coming in differently. Like, have you ever thought about it this way? Have you ever tried it this way? Things like that. Wonderful, wonderful opportunities here to level up law of attraction skills, manifesting skills. So if you've been working to manifest something, if you've been working to shift your life for the better, it also takes a soul growth to really work with that. And you want to be able to soul growth. It's not just about, hey, I want a big fancy new car. It's about the soul growth that goes with it too. You really don't want that big fancy new car if you can't afford taxes on it, for example, if you're not ready to do all that. You know what I mean? So you want, as we move through and we're growing on a soul level and we start to expand and we see our potential for bigger, better things, and we see, wow, you know, I was really selling myself short on that. I'm capable of doing this or that, whatever it is you want to do. This is where we want to work with this energy. And this energy coming in helps us flip it upside down so we can see it differently and find some aha moments to where we can make a huge difference. This is very positive, and this is a great opportunity at the beginning of this year, as we move through this whole year. This is a year of implementing all the things that are different. So we want to work with that. It's like, okay, well, if it's still a blank, because some areas of your life will feel very blank slate. Like, wait, all that went away, but I don't have anything replacing it yet. It's okay. This is why, you know, you got to have a blank slate and get out with the old and with the new kind of thing. And this is a great way to do this. Now, when we move into January 1920, now we're looking at Sun entering Aquarius. This is the Aquarius season. And, you know, strong Aquarius energy really starts to flow in, and it gains momentum as the weeks pass. This is the humanitarian energy. This is the looking out for one another energy without losing yourself in the process. So we are going to be working with an energy that wants us to look after each other, but not get lost in the shuffle, not for it to be, unbalanced, because you can't, you still have to, we had to learn how to take care of ourselves, believe in ourselves before we could be a collective. So we work with that. And as you work to help another, we're not losing who we are. That's what was happening in the past, if you think about it, over hundreds and hundreds of years. You lost yourself and you believed, if I don't sacrifice all of this and I have to suffer and then I'm good and I'm helping somebody. This is different. And it feels awkward for some people, especially if you're used to being the one that just did it all for everybody and nothing for you. I've had to work with that too. And I still do. I have to work with, there's a way to do this. And I'm constantly looking to improve that. We can help one another so much better if we're a very strong, healthy, balanced individual. So that's, if you look at this expansion of time of where we've been working with all this energy over a year or two here, and now we're here at this place. Wow. Because Aquarius also, when this comes through, that's associated with the water bearer, or, the heavy emotions, that takes that burden on. But it's a cleansing energy. You don't want to be, and an empath, you'll relate, because you don't want to take all this on without and hold it. You want to transmute it into something more positive. So when you, and here's the example, when you see or feel those intense moments that I was talking about earlier in the show, think about, the Aquarius energy is coming up. Let me tap into that and let me see things from a different perspective. If this energy is coming at me, this is challenging, but what can I do to transform this into something more positive? There's your law of attraction again. This is manifesting something different instead of the same approach we always had. We have a Leo full moon on January 28th. Now, that's a great energy. I mean, especially with Jupiter aligned with the sun. This is a very positive energy with that full moon. Full moons are about releasing, but Jupiter is all about the abundance and the expansion and going for it. And then Leo, Leo has a high energy anyway, wants to shine, wants to just go for it, be on that stage and do it. This is a great uplifting energy along with Jupiter expansion for abundance and growing on a soul level, growing in the dreams that you want to bring to fruition in your life, things that you want to do, things you've been wanting to do. It might feel a little bit like strong and in a point of, wow, this is almost too good to be true kind of a feeling. And it can almost feel overwhelming, but don't doubt yourself when that comes through. Don't doubt yourself, because this energy is mixed with, you want to find your confidence in it. It may challenge you that way. You'll find that, wow, all this is coming up for me. And then you second guess it. And that's what you want to watch. That'll be the thing that'll trip you. And Jupiter wants you to expand. And if you're second guessing and you're pulling back, then that's a fear of even trying to go out there and see what's out there for you. So this is something that'll be interesting to watch. Interesting how we all use this energy to play it out and just going for it. What are we doing here? And by the time we get done with that one on January 30, that's when the Mercury retrograde will start. That's our first one. And, no planets in retrograde. And then we have Mercury go into retrograde. So, and it will be in retrograde till February 20. it's a good time to slow down and focus on what you already have that you've accomplished with all this energy coming in, and how you can enhance that and fine tune it. It wouldn't be where you would add something new. So you have all that going on before. So how many of you have thought about what you want to do this year, what you want to accomplish? That's a good thing to do. You take your notes, whatever, work it out. I mean, I love the affirmation that I put out for this show today. And if you think about it, if you don't see it, or if you're just listening to this, listen to this one, because this is a great affirmation to start off with this energy. With every thought I think and every action I take, I build a better life. That's a great one. With every thought I think and every action I take, I build a better life. That is a great energy to work with this energy flowing in. When the ambitions are coming, okay, every thought I'm thinking, every action I'm taking, I'm building a better life. But do you believe it? Are you taking an action? Are you thinking about it? You know, and if you don't like it, then you change it. A lot of times it's just taking those doubt words out, that doubt energy. And it works if you apply it. It does. Some people go, well, I tried it one time and it didn't work. Well, yeah, there's a learning curve, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. I didn't get it right the first few times. And then you find like, oh, it didn't work. And then you jump back. It's a way of life to shift it. It's a way of thinking and approaching life. It's a way of responding versus reacting when the challenges come up, because life will happen. Things will happen. But how do we work with it when it pops up? This is an opportunity to shift every bit of that. And this energy this month with Archangel Gabriel is phenomenal. If you have a lot of fear, I highly recommend Archangel Michael. Michael's wonderful to take the fears out of the way. So if you find that you're struggling or you're getting down in the dumps about it, like, I can't do this. Take the apostrophe NT off that word. Okay. And you start claiming, I can do this. And then you're like looking for that intention to do that. Even though you might feel really disheartened at times, then you shift that. You go, okay, I can, I'm just not sure how. Then you're asking for that help. If you find that you're pulling yourself back, ask Michael to help free you of the fears of using the Jupiter energy to expand and look beyond what you already know. The goal is to go and expand and look beyond what you're used to find something new. Gabriel is wonderful for while you're on this expansion journey. Let's see if we can look at it differently. Let's look at it from a different angle. Let's shift this up and see, well, what if? It's an adventurous type of energy that helps you find new pathways and new ways to do everything better. The ambition will be there to take action and really start working it. It will be there. So I want to say hi to everyone that's over in the YouTube chat. Hello to you. Good morning to all of you. I see Beth is saying she has top 10 gratitude journal that she does every day, and it's been a game changer. See, that's awesome. She's listing 10 gratitude. See, that's fantastic. Very similar to what I was talking about with the calendar that I put out for everyone. It's right in my Learning Center website, free gift. I wanted to give you guys a gift to start the year off. It's a year of abundance calendar if you want to go get it. But that's fantastic. See, just gratitude is a very big part of law of attraction. We have to appreciate and have gratitude for what we do have. When you do that, now you're putting the focus and attention on that you want more of that. It doesn't even have to be the same thing, literally. You just want to find something. So, for example, if you were wanting to shift something in your job, and that's not right that's not great right now, but say your garden is growing and everything's great in your garden. You have gratitude that you have this skill and this awesome, and you work with that frequency to lift your own frequency. And you want more of that frequency that makes you feel this way, and that lifts you. So instead of it being identified by what brings you into that frequency, you're tapping into the frequency, not whatever it is, not the activity. Universe says, oh, you want stuff that makes you feel that frequency. Okay, we'll bring you more of that. It will trickle over into other parts of your life. That's one of the ones that catches people sometimes. They're like, wait a minute, wait, I want it about this. It has nothing to do with my garden. But if the garden is lifting you, then you put your energy there and you appreciate, you have the gratitude about how good that makes you feel that you're able to do what you're doing, then that energy carries over into the other parts of your life that you're trying to improve. You see, if you stayed in the energy that's frustrating you, it keeps you at the lower frequency. So when that happens and you're feeling like, okay, I got to get out of this rut, expand, come out of there, go find what does lift you. It could just be hanging out with your dog or your kids. It could just be cooking and whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter how small it is or how big it is. If you're trying to improve an area of life and you're getting frustrated, find an area that you can find a gratitude and appreciation for. I want to challenge everyone right now. And, you know, Beth brought that up. Can you list 10 things that you have gratitude for right now? And at first, if you've been having a tough time, it might be hard. And it's like, well, I can't list 10 things. So, oh, well, I won't even try. No. If it's one thing, okay, you'll continue to improve on that. You got to get started somewhere. But can you list 10 things? Can you list 5 things? Can you list 1? You're still here with us. I'm thankful that you're here. You're still listening. You show up. You know, I appreciate each and every one of you. That's why I'm really passionate about helping you work with this energy, because it changes your life. When you're happier, you're physically healthier too. Then you have more energy to do all these things that you didn't feel like you were doing, because all the stress starts to leave. When the challenges pop up, you have different ways of handling them. You don't let them tear you down. It's not the end of everything. This is very empowering to work with this kind of energy. So let's see, what else do we have? You're welcome. Anahis, I'm loving all this information you are providing. I'm feeling better just taking action and removing the fear. Fantastic. That's a big start. Could you fear just, if you think about it, you just frozen. You just stuck. You don't want to move. You're just stuck. You know, you don't go anywhere. You don't do anything because you're afraid it might be wrong. That's the one you got to watch. That's a fear too. Okay, I'm not even going to do that because I'm afraid it'll mess it up. Or I don't know. I was reading a bunch of articles. I love to read early in the morning. I've been up since 4:30 this morning because I just like to read. And that's a very meditative time for me. And I was reading where this person was terrified. And trust me, I get it. I do live radio and we never know if all the equipment's going to work. You know, and then, you know, computer updates and everything else. And oh my gosh. And those that have been watching the show for a long time, every time we do energy work, you know, something goofy happens. It's just all part of it. But when I started off with this, yeah, I was nervous too. I was like, oh man, oh my gosh, that's so scary, because it's not like pre-record it, edit, fine tune it, make it perfect, then put it out there. Okay. Sometimes you have to do it that way. Some people do it that way. They can't do live. Their situation's different. When I started to do live, I like being with you in the energy. I like to have that connection with you. Oh my gosh, it was hard. Because you're like, well, I might say something or stumble on a word. I stumble on words all the time. In fact, I can't even really try to do any kind of scripting. I have a topic, I have my notes, but scripts, I know. For all those that need the scripting, I get it. That's what's working for you. For me, yeah, that ends up over in the corner because I'm going with the flow of the energy of a show. So the live energy being with you is huge. But people that were trying to do this and they were really nervous, this article was about putting out just terrible videos and not being afraid to do it. And I went, well, it was a perfectionism exercise, what it was. It was, don't be afraid of it. Just do it. Don't worry about it being perfect. So can you imagine all these people took on this challenge? I was amazed. All these people took on this challenge of putting out, they were calling them crappy videos. And I'm thinking, okay, so they're going to put out these videos that are just terrible. But what it was doing was it was helping them just walk through the fire of their fear. Just do feel the fear and do it anyway. Just go for it. It's an example of what you can do with just about anything in your life when you're working with this kind of energy. Jupiter expansion, you have the planet of change, Uranus. We have the Capricorn new moon coming in with ambition to get things happening. It's a great time to work with this and not be afraid to go for it. Not be afraid to try those things that you've been wanting to do. Not worrying about it being perfect. Things like that. It's fantastic. And what reading that, I went, I love that example. So these people were completely stressed out about it. They wanted to start putting videos out. They were terrified to do it. And this example, this exercise was just putting them out there no matter what. And I went, wow, that's amazing. I remember starting, well, actually, we're in our 11th season. I forgot to mention that. Did you know that today is the first, this is the first episode of season 11 for my show? I know, long time. And we started in just radio, no video. And I was nervous about that. It's been fantastic for me to let go of perfectionism, just doing something that there's no way you can predict it to be perfect. There's no way. So if I'm using this example of, there's no way I can predict that this show will record perfectly, that you can hear me the whole time. That happened the last time, right? 2 weeks ago. That everything will work out just fine. Then if I was so caught up in all of that, then I would never even just be here and we would even try, we'd even get to this point. So I had to overcome that fear of it not being perfect. And so it's a very good example of it. So what in your life is holding you back because you don't want to not do it just right? You're like, no, I want to, but I don't think I'm any good. Which one is it? And it's something you really want to do, but you don't think you're good enough. That's the challenge I want to put out to you for 2021. Write it down. You can use the calendar that I mentioned. It's over on my website. Free calendar gift for you guys for 2021. Year of Abundance, working with it monthly, gives you a recorded journal, recorded month to month of what you're experiencing. So then when we're talking about what happened 4 months ago and you don't remember, you can look at this. It's going to be great. And as we're working with this abundance energy and law of attraction to improve and level up our skills this year, what is it that you want to do that you haven't because you don't think you're going to do it very well? I know. Somebody, come on. You started as a Candace is answering. You started as a podcast first and then to radio. You've been through a lot on this journey. Yes, I have. Yeah, courage equals do it afraid. Yeah. Yes, everyone is commenting on that. And I love that. So if you had something you really wanted to do, what would it be? I want you to think about that. So I've given you a couple of challenges to think about and take with you as we're wrapping up the show. 10 things that you have gratitude for. Thank you to Beth for bringing that up. That was wonderful. 10 things every day she writes in a journal. She says it's a game changer. It's true. Just thinking about what you are thankful for will lift your frequency immediately. Start with one, start with two. But I challenge you to come up with 10 every day. 10. You're like, I don't have 10. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. This is where we're going to practice and exercise our skills with law of attraction, because gratitude is part of law of attraction. So that's the first lesson that I've given you for free there. What can you do here? 10 things. Also, what is that one thing that you want to do that you're holding back on because you don't think you're good enough? I know this, I give you all this homework to do today, right? But this is how we do it. This, you got to start with something. So I'm giving you something to start with. And then I want you to go out there and explore it in the energies of Jupiter and Uranus, the planet of change, the year of change. Jupiter, the expansion planet. Work with Archangel Gabriel, fierce Michael. And find a new pathway. Find something you never discovered. A new insight, a new perspective, a new way of approaching something. It will really get you going. It will be exciting. Because honestly, the way our energy works, if you think about it, our energy works when we're growing. Okay. And we're learning. We're growing. We're learning. It's a moving forward. So if you looked at it like, okay, I'm going to learn something new. Go find that thing that you want to learn that's new. Do it. Just do it, guys, because this is the year to change it up, make it happen. We can finally start to practice and implement living a whole new life. And I'm excited to I'm going to be putting a lot of energy into trying to giving you that this year, because I think this is what will be the game changers and the life changers for everyone, because you need to know you can do this. So I want you to go do your 10 things of gratitude. And what's that one thing you want to do that you've been wanting to do that you don't feel like you're good enough at? And now you're going to go find a perspective where you can see that you actually do have the potential to do it. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I want to welcome everyone to 2021. And to the show, if you're new to listening or watching with us, there's a lot here that we can explore in this. So when those challenging moments come up this month, don't worry. Challenging moments will happen. We're going to have opportunity to find a different way to respond to it, find a different way to find some gratitude about, ooh, okay. There's a challenge that we don't want that to keep happening. Let's see what we can do better. That's where you'll find your creative energy. That's where you'll find some of the solutions. This is rising out of the ashes energy, and it's time to do it. So we're all going to be doing it individually. And as a collective, we're working toward a better way of everything. I want to say thank you guys so much for listening and being a part of the show. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.